Over 10 million Americans are about to have their health insurance decisions made by an AI. Starting this year, artificial intelligence will decide whether patients in six states get the care their doctors ordered. The worst part of it all is that the companies running these AI systems earn money based on how much treatment they deny. In this video, I will cover who it impacts and why it's likely to get worse. So here's what's happening. The government just launched something they called the WISeR program. If you're on Medicare in Arizona, New Jersey, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, or Washington, your doctor can no longer just order a treatment and have Medicare pay for it. Now, before you get that treatment or surgery, an AI is going to need to approve it. AI is essentially making the decision instead of your doctors. When your physician says you need a procedure, that request goes to a private company's algorithm, and the AI looks at your records and decides yes or no. If it says no, only then does a human doctor actually look at it. But by that point, you're probably already delayed and denied the care your doctor recommended. Patients and doctors also can't opt out. If you live in one of these six states and you're on the original Medicare, you have to go through this process whether you like it or not. Now, here's where it gets really dark. These AI companies get paid based on something called averted expenditures. This is a fancy term meaning that they get paid based on how much money they save Medicare by denying your care. The more treatments they reject, the more money they make. It's literally a percentage of the savings from the care you don't get. Think about it for a second. If you're a company making money off denials, what are you very likely to do? You're going to try to deny as much as possible. This is a completely different from how Medicare normally works. Usually the people reviewing your care get paid the same amount no matter what they decide. They have no skin in the game. But now, they're basically getting a cut of every treatment they reject. Lawmakers have already started calling this out. Representative Susan Delbene said that the program will create perverse incentives to put profit over patients. And the Medicare Group Management Association called these companies AI bounty hunters. There's also examples of insurance companies trying this exact thing. United Healthcare used algorithms to review hospital care. And after they turned on the AI, their denial rate more than doubled between 2020 and 2022. However, when patients appealed those denials to federal judges, 90% of them got overturned. 90%. That means 9 out of 10 denials were wrong. The AI was blocking care the patients actually needed and deserved. Cigna did something similar. They used algorithms to deny thousands of claims in 1.2 seconds each. AI is denying claims in seconds, and then patients and doctors are forced to spend hours on appeals, if they can even appeal at all. And it's getting worse. Right now, 41% of healthcare providers say more than 10% of their claims get denied, and the number keeps climbing every single year. There aren't any real protections for patients, and that's a major problem. Medicare Advantage plans have to give you clear appeal rights. They have to tell you exactly why they denied your claim and how to fight it. Original Medicare under WISeR has nothing. There's no appeals process, and there's no guarantee you'll ever even be told why the AI said no. The government says a human doctor will review every denial before it's final, but they won't say how long that takes. They won't say if the doctor gets all of your medical information, and they won't say if the doctor is trained to catch AI mistakes. For all we know, the human doctor is just rubber stamping whatever the algorithm says. And here's the worst part. AI is a black box. Even the people who built it can't always explain why it makes the decision it makes. So when it denies your treatment, you can't figure out why. You can't challenge it, you're just stuck. The American Hospital Association is begging the government to delay the program by 6 months. 40 members of Congress wrote letters opposing it. Doctors, hospitals, patient groups, everyone is saying that this is a bad idea, but it's happening anyways. Let's talk about who this really affects. Medicare patients are old. They're sick, they have diabetes, heart disease, cancer. These are the people who need fast decisions about their care. If you're wealthy, you might be able to hire a lawyer, get a patient advocate, fight the system, or just pay out of pocket. But if you're not, what if you're a senior in rural Oklahoma with nobody to help you navigate this? What if you can't read complicated medical letters, and what if you don't speak English very well? You're just out of luck. The AI says no, and you don't get your treatment. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and 40 other members of Congress said this program will result in the delay and denial of necessary health care. They said it gives private for-profit actors a veto over care provided to seniors and people with disabilities. So what's being done about this? Well, some senators introduced the bill called the Ban AI Denials in Medicare Act to stop the program, but it hasn't passed. And with the program having just started, people are already being affected. The program is supposed to last 6 years, and the government says they'll monitor the program and shut down companies that deny too much, but they won't say what too much really means. And there's no public reporting, so we won't even know how many people are getting denied unless the government decides to tell us. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.